Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder here, and let's say hello to Dr. Santina Wheat. This Week in Health is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, and Dr. Wheat is Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. Hello again, Dr. Wheat.
Hello, I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I'm doing well. Last week we were talking about scratchy throats, and it seems that every Sunday morning I have a little bit of a scratchy throat and may have it for this whole springtime.
Sounds about right, unfortunately.
I know, everybody. All right, I found this story earlier this week, and I was so excited to discuss this with you because when I was growing up, I played in the dirt. I mean, we all kind of did to this day. I don't wear gloves when I garden. I'm looking at my nails are filthy right now because I just like getting my hands in the dirt. Well, there is this preschool. I know it's in Finland, but it had some interesting research where they took away a lot of the fabricated playthings in their play yard and let the kids make mud pies again and go back into playing in the dirt, basically. They replaced all the artificial playground surfaces with natural elements, and it turns out that they became healthier. Please explain.
Yeah, I was really excited to see this, too. I remember there being stories about it a couple of years ago when they were creating it. But the idea behind this is that when we expose our youngest ones to the natural environment, that means that their bodies are actually able to stimulate responses. And so that means that as they become exposed to different viruses and bacteria as they go through their life, their bodies are better prepared to handle it. And we're seeing this in other things, too. The idea behind allergies has shifted recently being in the past couple of years, when we realize that when we expose people to allergens, they're less likely to actually have allergic reactions. And so I think we're just learning more and more that it's a good idea to expose our kids young to things and make sure that they're around the natural environment, and that actually allows us to be healthier.
And it's so weird because, as I said, when I was a little kid, I mean, I had a sandbox that I played in all the time, and I'll bet you $100 the neighbor's cat used our sandbox too. But we just got dirty. And then when my boys were born, they're in their mid-20s, don't give them peanut butter. Don't give them shellfish. We were told not to, and I could be wrong here, but I never heard of peanut allergies when I was growing up.
Yeah, and the guidance has changed. So now we are recommending that we give those to kids early because we have seen such an increase in those allergens or in those allergies. And so yes, absolutely. You're right. We were told for a while to try to restrict things, to try to be as clean as possible, and that guidance is going away. And so hopefully that means more fun and healthier kids.
And how do we find out all this information? Obviously, for kids, hopefully your pediatrician will tell you, but, what to expect when you're expecting. We all have read the same books. Are there new updated books to help us with the changing information?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't looked recently myself, but when I had my kids, they're both tweens and teens now. The data was starting to change then, and so some of the books were changing at that point. But yes, I think that we will see that. I think that we'll see more guidance that's out there to be exposed to our natural environments, which is good for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, I relied on those books. It was so exciting being pregnant the first time and the second time. The second time, I just wanted to meet my kid, you know. Right. But there should be a book, and maybe I should write one on what to do with young adults, because it is hard to navigate that, you know. Babies don't talk back. We have changed things, and it's hard. I mean, being a parent is a challenge these days. So talk to your doctors. That really is the best place to start, and you can flat out ask them if there's been any changes, right? I mean, what do you recommend?
Absolutely. Yes, that's what we're there for. People think that they're, when they come in for the well child checks for their children, that it's just about the vaccines, but it's not. That's actually the time where we want you to ask us the questions that you have, and that we're there to give you guidance for what will be happening over the next year or few months, depending on how old your kid is. That is what that time is for. We want to help you and guide you through this process the best we can.
And speaking of vaccines, I have read in the news that RFK Jr. is now saying it's okay to get a measles vaccine. Here's the only thing. I'm not here to be Ms. Vaccine, but I just want to make a point here. Measles went away. Measles are back. Mumps had gone away. Mumps are back. I've read something somewhere that polio has come back. These vaccines work, do they not?
These vaccines absolutely work. This is one of the hardest things over the past couple of years for physicians to see. Measles was considered eradicated in the United States, and we've had the greatest outbreak in the past year since that happened. And so absolutely, these vaccines work. You should talk to your doctors about giving them to your kids. There is guidance if you're traveling to places to even consider giving these vaccines early. Please have these conversations with us. We just want to keep your family the healthiest possible.
And another vaccine that is kind of exciting in the world of medical news, Major Cancer Research. They had this conference going on, and there is an mRNA vaccine that has been shown to keep patients with pancreatic cancer alive a little longer. Is it not true that pancreatic cancer, once you're diagnosed, usually you go fairly quickly?
Unfortunately, this is one of the cancers that we really haven't had a lot of treatment for, and often it's diagnosed so late. So, mm-hmm. Yes, this is one of those ones that we really need new treatments for. And so this story is a really exciting one to me. The way this vaccine works, it's for a very small group of people who are diagnosed early and have operable pancreatic cancer. And so they actually take a piece of the tumor and create a customized vaccine for the individual person. And then the vaccine is given to that person, and it stimulates their body to know how to fight the type of pancreatic cancer that they have. I think this is absolutely amazing. And there's vaccines, they're looking into similar things for other types of cancer. And I'm really excited about what this can mean for the future of cancer treatment.
I saw that, and I couldn't believe, you know, unfortunately, I bet every listener listening has been affected by cancer in some way, shape, or form. So, such great news, and the world of science, it keeps going, and it's going to keep going till we get solutions to a lot of things. Dr. Wheat, we're going to take a quick break, and we have some more topics to discuss this week in health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. If you have any questions, 312-981-7200. We'll be back here on 720 WGN. All right, Wendy Snyder here with you on a Sunday morning, and we're talking to Dr. Santina Wheat. She is Program Director, McGaw Northwestern Family Medicine Residency at Del Nor Hospital. And someone has texted in, 847, my grandson in New Jersey goes to a day camp called Mud Camp. He loves it, and he gets filthy. And then 773 says, the Chicago Park District has a nature play space project. Neighborhoods ask, a gentleman, Sean Schaefer, goes to work with families to create playgrounds of tree stumps, stone, rocks. He loves his job, and boy, does that sound like fun. So yeah, play in the mud, do it, do some gardening because it's springtime. Now, I want to talk to you about something I knew nothing about. I'm not getting any younger, and I'm starting to find out there are things that happen that are age-related. Let's talk macular degeneration. I just want to say that I woke up one morning looking out of one eye. I saw what appeared to be a black circle in the center of my eye, which almost looked like a cigarette burn. And I thought, that's kind of weird. And it didn't go away. I would blink and blink, and it was still there. So I went to my eye doctor as soon as I could get in that afternoon. And he said, you need to go to a retina specialist right now. So I went to a retina specialist and they dilated my eyes. What had happened was I developed some kind of fluid under my retina, and I now know that that is called wet age-related macular degeneration. And you know what the treatment is for that, Dr. Wheat?
It sounds like it's an injection.
Yes, right, I get a shot in my eye, and it sounds crazy, but it has removed the fluid. In the old days, when you got fluid under your retina, you lost your vision.
Yeah, and this is really a game-changing treatment for people. I'm so glad that you're getting it. When you get this treatment early, it can actually help reverse your vision loss so that you can see better. And then if you continue to get it, it helps prevent the vision loss over time.
It is incredible. And I did one round of treatments. It's like every 4 to 5 weeks, and the fluid had completely dissipated. So I was finished. He said, you know, come back in a year. But oddly enough, it did come back. And I am now every 4 to 5 weeks getting these injections. And he will start spreading it out, but so far so good. The fluid is gone. And why do these things happen as we get older? I don't like it.
I don't love that things happen when we get older either. There are other things that people can do to help prevent this as well. It seems that if you quit smoking, it can help decrease your risk of this as well. And then also healthy eating. There's some association with obesity and this, and so making sure that you stay a healthy weight can help prevent this as well.
So basically, we're learning every week when we speak to you that don't smoke, eat well, lose weight, take care of yourself for pretty much everything, right?
It really does seem to impact everything. It's the basis of how we can keep ourselves as healthy as possible.
Oh, and no alcohol, too. So when can we have fun in our lives?
You can go out and play in the mud.
Yes. All right. Well, that is fun with a vodka tonic, maybe. There's wet macular degeneration. There is dry macular degeneration. There have also been some suggestions to take they're called eye vitamins, but basically it's your vitamins A, C, and E, which are great for you anyway. My retina specialist also said that steroids can contribute to this, and stress, which I find we all have stress. And I'll tell you the truth. The first time this happened to me was the very first time I ever took steroids. So I don't know if there's a connection or not, but those really wreak havoc with your body, yet they help your body. Explain that one to us.
I wish I could.
All right. So just really, if you have any problems with your eye, don't hesitate, I guess, basically is the point of this. There was one time I saw what appeared to be like lightning in my peripheral vision. And I, again, went to the eye doctor because that could be a detached retina. And he looked in my eyeball and he explained that, again, is just a part of getting older, where your eye is kind of jelly-like and sometimes it just kind of deteriorates a little and you see that happening. But anything visually, you don't need to go to an emergency room, do you, for things like this?
No, you can go, you can call your ophthalmologist, especially if you already have a relationship with one. Many of them have emergency appointments so they can get you to be seen, usually the same day or the next day. And so I would start there. If you completely lose your vision, it would be a reason to go to the emergency room because then they can call an ophthalmologist down. So I would say start with your doctor to see if they can get you quickly into an ophthalmologist. Otherwise, depending on how serious your vision change is, then you can consider the emergency room.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, you don't appreciate your vision until there's, you know, some fear in you that you may lose it. So, and finally today, I saw this in the news as well. There's a 988 hotline, and I didn't even know about this. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm all about mental health, and if you have any problems, to go ahead and ask for help. But this has been put together. It's a mental health crisis hotline and a suicide hotline as well. Mm-hmm. Explain the 988, because, again, I'm embarrassed I didn't know about this program.
You know, it's considered the 988 lifeline.
Right.
It is a number that you can call at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can have, when you are in crisis, you can call this. I believe you can also text it and talk to someone who is skilled and able to help you. It is a free hotline for those who call, and it's confidential. They don't share it with anyone. And they can really help individuals create a plan when they are feeling like they are thinking about suicide. They can help connect them with local people who can help them. And really, they can help them feel more hope and that they're not alone, which is one of the most important steps when someone is feeling this way.
And according to statistics, the suicide rate for teens and young adults, and we don't say commit suicide anymore, died by suicide. It's really hard to make that change, but, you know, you're not committing a crime. So people, young adults and teens die by suicide. That has gone down in the first 2.5 years of this Lifeline project. And again, this has been going on for 2.5 years, and there needs to be more advertisement for it. So 988 is your lifeline if you're in crisis. There are people standing by to help you. And again, I just wanted to bring it up because I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and again, you can call it, you can text it, they have chat. So any way that you prefer to communicate with people, it is available to you. And so this is a really important resource.
Well, thank you so much. Another week of great information. We look forward to talking to you and learning stuff. So thank you, Dr. Wheat. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great week.